I'm Nathan Cones with your Week in Review for Sunday, August 23rd, 2020. Number 10 on our list of listener top stories, Senator Chuck Grassley says disputes between Republicans and Democrats are the primary reason the second round of coronavirus relief hasn't moved in Washington. Currently, the Senate is on recess, and Senator Grassley was in Carroll on Wednesday. According to Grassley, Republicans have made some concessions, specifically in the First CARES Act, and wanted to move that relief bill through quickly. So they did approve that first $600 per week extra unemployment benefit, but disputes about what that number should be in the second round have stalled things in the Senate. At number 9, the Carroll Aquatic Center has closed for the season after a lifeguard tested positive for COVID-19. A number of other lifeguards were encouraged to self-quarantine by Carroll County Public Health following their close contact with a positive individual, leaving a staffing short at both the Carroll Aquatic Center and at the Rec Center pool. At number 8, the Jefferson Police Department was investigating an attempt to pass a counterfeit $100 bill. That was from earlier last week. The individual tried to pass movie money at a convenience store. At number 7, the Carroll Police Department responded to 2 property damage accidents over the past weekend. When it comes to car accidents, I encourage you to check out carrollbroadcasting.com to get the full details on that. At number 6, a COVID-19 contact tracing scam has been reported right here in the listening area. Essentially, what happens is they claim to be contact tracing, and we'll try to get your personal information, credit card numbers, social security numbers, that type of thing. So just be wary about those contact tracing calls because, again, that scam has been reported here in the region. And while we're on the topic of COVID-19, at number 5, the Carroll County positive COVID-19 case counts are continuing their upward trend. As of Friday, the positivity rate for Carroll County was 14.4%, just short of the 15% mark that would potentially trigger schools to switch to online learning and possibly cancel fall sports. Again, a positivity rate is not the percentage of the county that has COVID-19. It's the number of people that have been tested that have come back positive. At number 4, a Crawford County man has claimed a $30,000 prize in an Iowa Lottery scratch game. That was Brian Mulbauer of Denison. So congratulations to Brian on that lottery win. Number 3, Iowans are encouraged to register for a 2-day webinar on human trafficking in the Midwest. That's a webinar coming up next month. It is hosted by a EMT service out of the Omaha Council Bluffs Metro. So the first night, it's a 2.5-hour seminar from a former FBI special agent. And then the second night of the webinar is from a sex trafficking survivor. You can register for both or just one of the seminars. And number 2, a Carroll woman was arrested early last Monday morning after allegedly stabbing a woman. Ray Beth Horton was arrested and charged with assault with intent to inflict serious injury, a serious misdemeanor. At number 1, a Carroll woman has been charged with operating while intoxicated following a 3-vehicle accident in Carroll Wednesday afternoon. Nicole Sanchez is the woman charged there. She's also been charged with child endangerment and failure to obey a stop sign. And that does wrap up your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.